The Australian government is sparking fear and loathing online as it negotiates a global treaty on copyright, which could see internet users disconnected after 3 illegal download complaints. The 3 strikes and you're offline policy is part of a proposed international treaty on intellectual property. And as Shane McLeod reports, Australia is part of the negotiations.
Depending on what you read about it, ACTA, the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, is either a campaign against internet users and service providers or a much-needed response to massive fraud and theft online of copyright material. Australia has been part of negotiations for the treaty since 2007 and was involved in the latest round of talks last week in Korea. Peter Koronios is chief executive of Australia's Internet Industry Association, and from his point of view, there's a lack of information about what the treaty might actually mean.
The Australian government negotiators are not at liberty to really canvass the issues under discussion in any great detail or even share documentation.
But they are talking to you about it.
On and off, yes, but unfortunately whenever we ask them to provide us with details, actual text, things that are actually really the substantive elements under discussion, they're bound by the terms of the multilateral negotiation, which basically means that they say at least they can't provide us with this information.
The Foreign Affairs Department says it has been briefing relevant stakeholders and seeking submissions on relevant issues, but that hasn't halted escalating fears among online rights activists and internet providers over what the treaty will contain, especially after a European Union briefing paper was leaked showing the United States pushing for a tough regime on internet providers to contain illegal downloads. Said to be on the table are so-called graduated response measures. They would require internet providers to disconnect users who illegally trade in copyrighted material. Similar measures are already in place in the United States and in France. Kim Weatherall is a senior lecturer in intellectual property law at the University of Queensland in Brisbane.
The idea of graduated response has quite a lot of detail behind it. When we think of graduated response, we think of a system where ISPs will be required by law or regulation to send warning letters to people who are said to be infringing, perhaps escalating that to choking internet service and perhaps even at the extreme end terminate the internet service to infringers. Now, under our current law, this ISP safe harbours actually give over quite a lot of discretion to ISPs. They more or less say ISPs must adopt some sort of policy to deal with repeat infringers, but there's no detail about that. So I think what people are concerned about is that suddenly we're going to get a whole lot of extra regulation put in by a treaty which sets out a system that ISPs must observe at their own expense, no doubt, in order to deal with copyright infringement.
The question of copyright protection in Australia is being tested in another forum. The federal court is hearing a case where the internet provider iiNet is being sued by film and television distributors over illegal sharing on its networks. That case is back in court this week for final arguments, although a decision isn't expected soon, and perhaps not until next year. Kim Weatherall says part of the concern about the treaty negotiations is that they touch on the regulation of internet providers at the same time as the current framework is being tested in the iiNet case.
The meaning of the current safe harbours and what it means to have adopt and reasonably implement policy for dealing with copyright infringers is being tested. So it's being discussed at an Australian level in Australian courts, and then if something were to come down from the court that didn't work for industry, they could go to the Australian government and lobby and get laws changed. I think what they're concerned about is that we'll get something in a treaty, and once it's in a treaty, you know, you can't lobby government and say, you know, this has to change because, you know, it's set at an international level.
Kimberly Weatherall is a digital copyright specialist at the University of Queensland, and she was speaking to Shane McLeod.